For the Texas Tech Public Media Newsroom, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick. The days of long lines at vaccination clinics have slowed as the demand for COVID-19 vaccines in the Lone Star State drops. In Odessa, it's no different. Just a few months ago, the local hospital averaged 1,500 to 2,000 vaccines a day. Now health officials are figuring out new ways to bring vaccines to Odessans. Marfa Public Radio's Mitch Borden reports.
Go ahead and have a seat.
Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here we go.
It's quiet as Melvin Chan sits down to get his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Not bad?
No, not at all.
Your arm may be a little sore tomorrow.
Okay.
He came out to Crossroads Church in Odessa for a pop-up vaccination clinic hosted by Medical Center Hospital, the community's largest medical provider. Events like these are part of the hospital's efforts to bring more vaccines to places that are convenient for people, like schools, homeless shelters, and churches. Chan was happy to get a shot, especially since the pandemic was...
Well, as they say, apocalyptic. Now that we can get the vaccine, you know, it's like, okay, wow, let's get over it, you know, let's move on from this.
From today's turnout, though, it doesn't seem like a lot of Odessans feel the same way. The chapel where Chan got a shot is basically empty. Small talk echoes as medical staff meander around, looking bored as they wait for anyone to trickle in to get a vaccine.
It's definitely not what I expected from this event.
Across Odessa and the rest of the state, demand for vaccines has dropped. In March, Medical Center closed its drive-through mass vaccination clinic and now is only administering a few hundred shots per day. Officials at the hospital have even temporarily halted new shipments of the vaccine since it's built up a stockpile of thousands of doses. While supplies were limited at first, vaccines are now widely available, even at local pharmacies.
It was emotional. I can remember crying when I got tears in my eyes when the FedEx person brought the box in. I was like, oh my God, this is the end of this. We're coming to the end of this, finally.
Shay Meyer owns Sunflower RX, a pharmacy in Odessa. Until recently, her staff were vaccinating hundreds of people a week. But that ended when distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was put on hold while the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention investigated a rare side effect from the shot.
It was immediate. We stopped getting calls for any kind of vaccines. People just are not coming in.
When I spoke to Meyer, she had 800 doses of the Moderna vaccine sitting in her pharmacy. It's a frustrating sign for her. The supply is there. It's just the majority of Odessans are not getting vaccinated. And state data is starting to bear this out. In the Odessa area, only about 37% of individuals 16 and older have gotten their first shot. That means over 76,000 people haven't. Looking at the state as a whole, nearly 50% of Texans have gotten at least one dose of a vaccine.
The thing we do need to recognize, though, is that the more people who get vaccinated, the harder the task becomes.
Timothy Callahan is a professor at Texas A&M and researches vaccine hesitancy. He says the drop in demand in Odessa and across the country isn't surprising.
What we've been doing so far is the easy part. We've been trying to get vaccines in the arms of people who are willing and ready to get vaccinated.
That means, according to Callahan, a lot of the people left are hesitant because they think either vaccines aren't safe or refuse to get one because they believe in one of the many false coronavirus conspiracy theories, leaving health officials to figure out what is the right message and who are the right messengers to convince people. He says if they can't figure this out, the virus will continue to spread and more variants could develop.
And the real concern is that some of those variants will be immune to the protection provided by the vaccines and will be back at square one.
Which is why health officials are working so hard to get as many people vaccinated as soon as possible, like Angie Ortiz. She was one of just 25 people vaccinated at Medical Center's pop-up clinic at Crossroads Church. Her explanation for the low turnout, people in Odessa are stubborn.
The ones who were going to get it got it. And then those who just were, oh, I'm not getting it, they're still, you know, sitting in the back and kind of letting, I guess, everybody else get vaccinated first to see what happens.
But that doesn't bother Ortiz. She's more concerned with doing what she can to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
You know, kind of you just shake your head at them like, okay, I'm going to do what I need to do to protect myself, protect my family, and I'm just going to go with that. I can't change everybody's mind and I can't help everybody, so I got to do my part.
And local health officials are hoping there are more people like Ortiz out there that will get their vaccine if they can find and convince them. I'm Mitch Borden in Odessa.